Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Kate Constable and Amir Tyree, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you for today on Jason Tatum to have over 29.5 points and over 5.5 assists, boosted to plus 340 at Caesars. What do you guys think of this boost?
I like this boost. I mean, you feel like you can always kind of count on Tatum to show up and have a big night, whether it's scoring, assists, any category. So Tatum's scoring so far this season, I mean, only 18 points the other night against Miami, but 33, 35. He's averaging 28.5. So like what, just under this mark, but against the Pistons last year, he averaged 37 points. And I guess, well, that was this season, which is only one game. So averaging that, he had 37 points in the one meeting against Detroit this year. But last season, 31 and 10 assists in their one meeting last year. And Detroit, the Pistons right now, their defense is giving up the 14th most assists to opposing forwards and the 16th most points. So Tatum's in a good spot to cash this, go over both of these numbers tonight, Amir.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said before, he a little bit down on his last one, but over 30 in two of his last three games. He's hanging around, I want to say 28.4-ish or so on the season. So, yeah, definitely like the points number. And one thing we know about the Celtics, regardless, if it's a close game, if it's not a close game, they make sure he's going to be in there to try and get those numbers. So the scoring is like the bare minimum. We know he's going to hover around that 28-30 kind of mark. It's just more so – The assist games come and go at times, which, you know, he makes plays for others, gets in that 4 or 5 rebounds. I want to say in his last like 5 or 6, he's gone 8, 7 rebounds a couple times. So, and a young Pistons team that's still kind of figuring out on defense, I definitely like it. I think there's quality odds on it.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 350 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on the NBA tonight and the NFL this week, and so much else, that everything that's going on, really, college basketball, college football, odyssey.com/BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at It's a Miracle, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for tonight: I'm sticking with this game, and I'm taking the Celtics to cover this spread, -13.5. This is against the Pistons, so I'm pretty comfortable taking -13.5. Celtics are coming off of a win over the Heat. The Pistons just lost to the Bucks last night, and now they have to travel and play the second night of a back-to-back after a flight, possibly without Cade Cunningham. So even with their own injuries that the Celtics are dealing with, I think the Celtics can take care of the Pistons tonight and cover the spread, -13.5.
Love it, Lucy. I am going to go to the Nets and Pacers game tonight. I'm going to take the Pacers -2.5. They're on the road. They played last night. They lost last night, got blown out by the Raptors. So not a great spot in terms of having to travel, playing on a back-to-back, but the Nets are just so awful. I was at the Bulls-Nets game the other night, and that was one of the worst performances, just worst basketball games I have ever been at. So sloppy. The Nets are just with so out so many people right now. I mean, Cam Thomas is out for a while. He's been their leading scorer, one of the leading scorers in the NBA this season. You have Cam Johnson, who's a game time decision. He didn't play the other night. Zaire Williams is out. Ben Simmons, not that Ben Simmons is all that great, but he's questionable tonight. So you're getting like the twos, threes, and fours from the Nets playing. And I think this Pacers team coming off of a loss is going to be able to win and cover this just very short number at -2.5. So I like Indiana tonight.
Yeah, definitely. That was also one of my favorite lines just before we came on the show today. And I was like kind of teetering between that and the one I went with just because, yeah, just I think with all the questionable tags, especially with like that many kind of leading scorers who are iffy on who's going to play or not, I think just on paper, I'll have to go and see what Andrew Nembhard is going to do. But for the most part, the Pacers have all their main guys. So another, if the other team has, even if at home, like two of their top three scorers, typically, like if they don't play, I think that line will only be more favorable kind of as we go through the day. But as for me, I'm going to go and stay on the money line today with Lakers at the Miami Heat +105. They just got destroyed by the Timberwolves their last game. But LeBron James returning back to Miami is interesting. And then, yeah, just if you look at the Eastern Conference, just to stay competitive, everyone is helter-skelter, up and down. It's a fight to stay even remotely close to 500. For teams with winning records right now that Miami's played at home this season, they are 1-3 this year. And the one win they have against a team currently with a winning record was against the Luka Doncic-less Dallas Mavericks. So, yeah, when teams are for the most part healthy and they're able to put together a winning record like the Lakers are 12-9 so far this season. I think they might get Austin Reeves back and maybe move Dalton Kennett back to the bench. So, and that spot to get plus money, I think, is a great spot. So I'm on the Lakers money line.
Very nice. Get in on all of our bets and the odds boost +350 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.